from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
95.7 The Game.
Kind of an example of what I was saying earlier, that there's absolute, according to all national shows, nothing else is happening in the NFL. No other teams are in camp. At Hall of Fame game, that was taped. That was recorded.
They didn't even finish the game.
Did they? They didn't finish it?
No.
I was on a plane.
I was on the under, and it's still, they didn't even need four quarters to go over.
Oh,
no.
That's so bad.
It's so messed up. The over was a lock. It got called off because of weather.
No, I know.
I gave out the under as a lock, and Grandy was hosting with me. And so the bit is that Grandy and Lucas will bet against me because I've been running a little cold.
It's not
of late.
A bit. It's their salary.
Okay,
it's
so.
It's literally their main source of income.
So I was really upset because on Thursday, I was not able to get it in. I forgot, but it ended up not would have. I wouldn't have been paid out anyway. I wouldn't have been able to cash out because it didn't end up hitting.
Apparently, you have to play 58 minutes.
Yes. I think it was at least for the 55.
Something like that. Yeah. I know that it has to. It's a timing thing.
So even though it already went over, you don't get paid on the over because it didn't go long enough, even though the over already hit.
It went over like the first half.
Yeah, whatever, okay?
There's no possibility for the score going backwards. That's a scam. That's a scam.
For sure.
Like, the over hits.
And I get
it's
it.
Over.
Yes, and I get it if, you know, you don't want to cash the under if it hadn't yet gone over, because then that's fine. You got another 12 minutes or whatever of football.
Happen.
That's fine. But if you're betting the over and it's literally already over and you don't get cashed out, that's a total scam.
That's wrong. That's called a bad beat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But you didn't bet it anyway, Grandy?
I was really upset. I just didn't get it in time before it started, and
too
I forgot
busy
about
doing
it.
Live radio.
Mm-hmm.
And because I meant... It's a Steiny noise for you. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Because
I'm immune now.
I gave it out.
I went to Hawaii and I meditated it all away.
Okay.
Nobody's getting to me anymore.
Yeah. Well, keep trying. We'll see. It's,
yeah,
early. It's only
yeah.
Tuesday.
No, I'll be mad by Thursday. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
he was
it.
Doing live radio and he was too busy hosting his show to get the bet in. You know.
Yeah. People think that you don't talk enough. They don't realize you're just over there making bets.
Actually, I haven't made a
Grandy.
Bet in forever. I give out bets.
I know.
And then they bet against me, and they win.
And they win. And everybody's
so,
happy.
Yeah.
Keep it up, please.
Yeah. I'll
yeah
give
what
you
do you got
I,
tonight?
I'll
what
give
do you
one off the air.
What do you got? You think Team USA can beat, was it Brazil? Are we playing Brazil?
It's already over.
I know. That was the joke.
Don't spoil it.
Well, the bit is I know a guy who had Brazil plus 28. And
that's too bad.
Boy, it's funny because I was watching the game, and after the third quarter, I think Brazil was down only by 27, so I felt good for that friend
good.
Of mine.
Yeah.
And then I realized they had another quarter to play.
Wow. Team USA by 35 today.
Yeah.
Spoiler
and it wasn't
alert.
That close.
No.
Guy Santos looked good, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't look at the box score. Hang on, let's pull up the box
Anthony
score.
Anthony Davis dunked all over Guy Santos.
Yeah,
Guy Santos, 3-for-8 in 20 minutes of action, 7 points and 5 rebounds, couple of dimes and a steal.
I like the player.
And I like the pick.
Yeah.
I like the Guy. Let's see. How did Steph do? 0-for-1 from 3. He's old.
He's tired.
He's old.
Clearly.
I don't care.
Thinking about golf.
But he scored 7 points. Hit all his free throws.
Big.
He only shot the ball three times. Yeah, they benched all the starters pretty damn quick. Steph only played 17 minutes. Yeah, it was an Anthony Edwards game. 17 points off the bench. Devin Booker with 18 as a starter. Nobody with 20. Team USA rolls.
Yeah.
How's my prediction looking that they won't win gold?
Not great. Not great. I think that when the medal round started, they had gone to minus 800 to win gold.
I was just trying to motivate them. Just trying to poke at them a little
board,
bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever.
I like it.
Just come home safe. That's it. That's all I care about, truly. Anyway, to the point we were making earlier about how there's no NFL news anywhere else. Do you know what popped up on the screen a second ago that I found to be wildly coincidental? Ja'Marr Chase is also a hold-in at the same position and is a big name, and everyone would actually rank him higher than Brandon Ayuk in the receiver world. He is holding in for a new contract with the Cincinnati Bengals, and how much are y'all hearing about that?
Not much. Nothing.
Totally quiet.
Well, I'm just looking at a report from the Cincinnati Inquirer, and yes, the headline is, the deal will get done, but just on the Bengals' timeline. So it's one of those.
What the hell is that? I mean, but that's what they're saying about Trent.
Right, which is why that's not really much of a story. The Brandon Ayuk story feels like it's more of a thing because it doesn't seem like the deal is going to get done on anyone's timeline.
I hear more about Trent Williams nationally than Ja'Marr Chase. The McAfee Schefter experience is talking about Trent Williams every day. Every day.
Is Trent Williams better player than Ja'Marr Chase?
Well, be that as it may, he's not as popular of a player. He's not as significant of a name when it comes to fantasy football. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. I understand he's more important to your football team, but Ja'Marr Chase is Ja'Marr freaking Chase. And no one's saying a word about it. Doing the exact same thing Ayuk is doing.
Yeah, and maybe it's just because it feels like it's closer to being done or it's more likely to get done. And also the Niners are in a unique spot where they're in this Super Bowl window. And I don't think that the Bengals are in a Super Bowl window. The Bengals are good.
They think they are.
Right.
Like, the Bengals are definitely a contender. They lost their QB last year.
Sure, but if you look at that division is maybe the toughest in football top to bottom as far as I think who's going to win it, maybe the toughest to handicap.
I wouldn't argue that, but at the same time, I would definitely argue that Cincinnati is a contender. You know, I mean, three seasons removed from a Super Bowl appearance. When Joe Burrow plays, that's a very good football team. When Joe Burrow doesn't play, they're not as good. But yeah, I think that they would argue that they absolutely are a contender, even if it is having to get a wild card underneath the Ravens or something like that. Like, I wonder where they sit in terms of Super Bowl favorites this year.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
They got to be top 10. They have to be, don't you think?
Yeah, top 10-ish.
Some 2024 Super Bowl odds.
And I'm going to look at the odds to win the NFC North because I think that division is kind of a toss-up.
You mean the AFC?
AFC North, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. BetMGM right now has the Bengals is the fifth favorite in the NFL.
To win the Super Bowl.
To win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Plus 1,400. It's Chiefs narrowly over the Niners, followed by Ravens, Lions, Bengals. They're ahead of the Eagles, the Bills, the Texans, the Packers, the Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins. So, I don't know, man. Like, I get what you're saying, that there doesn't seem to be concern. But by the same token, something is, I don't know what it is about the Niners, but they've turned into the desperate NFL teams of Santa Clara. Like, I don't know what's going on, man, but everywhere you go, even outside of our little echo chamber here, every show is just Niners this, and Ayuk and Trent, and there's Kyle, and there's John, and blah, 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 to Debo. Debo looks great. I mean, jeez. It's loud.
Yeah, they are the defending NFC champs, and you know they were a couple of plays away from winning the Super Bowl. So as far as you know, the biggest teams out there, they're one or 1A, right? Sure. Only behind Patty Mahomes in Kansas City. And I also think that part of it is the nature of the Ayuk and the 49ers negotiation or lack thereof, because now you have other teams involved, and Pittsburgh's been hot on his trail for months, and now the Commanders with Jaden Daniels and you've got rumors about the Patriots, and now the Browns are involved. So it is a story that takes on other markets and includes them as well.
By the way, Silver reporting that Brandon Ayuk has not ruled out the Patriots or the Browns.
Okay. He's just mulling it over.
War of wills between the Niners and Ayuk is not playing out the way many believed it would. I think he's got a story about it coming out soon, but it says Ayuk has not ruled out trades to the Patriots or the Browns and continues to assess his options.
And that's a smart move by him, because if it comes down to the contract, if the Patriots are offering him 28 and the Browns are offering him 28 and a quarter, maybe the Patriots will come up to 28 and a half a year. You know, it could turn into a bit of a bidding war if the Niners are okay with either team's trade package. And that's just a report from Matt Maiocco that there was a deal
in principle
with each of those teams. So then it comes down to Brandon Ayuk negotiating a contract. So it does him no good to rule out either one of those teams. It's better to have them bid against each other for his services. He might be playing this thing perfectly.
Again,
as far as getting the most money,
depending on what your goal is. And I firmly believe this is we have just reached. I know that, you know, Steiny was joking earlier. Is like, man, it's getting juicy. And yes, it is. This is all soap opera-y. So if that's what floats your boat, then cool. You've got it. You've got your soap opera. What I like, though, I like soap operas that potentially have a good ending. And I don't know the ending here, so I can't tell you that this definitely doesn't have a good ending, but boy, I'd predict it. This just feels like a big old bucket of everybody loses. And that sucks.
Right. Depends on what you are looking to gain. If you're Brandon Ayuk and the only thing that you're really fixated on is making as much money as you can, then maybe you don't end up losing. Even if you go to a Patriots team that goes 2-15 and you get $29 million a year, average annual over 4 years, and you're a rich man and you go out there and you have 78 catches for 814 yards and you score 4 touchdowns. But you get that money.
Yeah, and
you
I'm
get
not,
that bag.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. Again, there's nothing critical here. And I know I'm being dismissive of other NFL teams' chances. You know, maybe he ends up in Pittsburgh and he and George Pickens and Russell Wilson make just magic together. That, sure, maybe that'll happen. Or maybe he ends up in Washington and he and Jaden Daniels.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Skip through the hallways after all of their games together because they're best friends, and it'll almost be like the football version of the New York Knicks where everybody just got back together and they can all do college again. Maybe any of these things happen. But dude, I think if you end up with the New England Patriots and you're literally the only player on the entire offense that anybody could name, and the 49ers end up with a rookie at receiver or some sort of revolving door of them trying to figure out who's catching the ball this year from Brock Purdy in an absolutely vital year, if that's the way this goes, Sure, maybe Brandon will get his money. But outside of that, this is just a big who the hell won? Who wins?
Yeah, we'll have to stay tuned because the soap opera won't end when any trade potentially happens. Then it becomes the next phase, which is, all right, Brandon, you're a Patriot. Let's see how that works out for you. And all right, Niners, who is going to be your X receiver? Because you run a lot of 21 personnel, two receiver sets, and it's been critical to have Ayuk and Debo for the most part. So now what do you do, Niners, with that other receiver spot?
I got a question for you and for everybody, but we promised the McCaffrey comment for those who've not heard it yet. Christian McCaffrey at practice today on NFL Network was asked about the Ayuk situation and paid very close attention to how he answers it.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
For those of you who think Brandon is gone, I think you've got Exhibit A, which is Christian McCaffrey. If you just kind of rolled over that, just called Brandon Ayuk a former teammate. And then as soon as he said it, he did the, a teammate, any teammate, clearly a slip of the tongue, but at the same time felt like it has a little meaning to it. He refers to Brandon Ayuk as a former teammate. And if that's the case, maybe we should move the story forward this way. Let me ask everybody this. If Brandon Ayuk is not the starting receiver opposite Debo Samuel, who is? And you can answer that however you want. This can be someone who's currently on the roster. This can be someone who's not on the roster. The 49ers have a Super Bowl to go win. They got a check mark at every position, but all of a sudden they don't. They do not have their leading receiver from last year. They do not have someone opposite Debo Samuel. You can have anybody, realistically, don't say Jamar Chase, but you can have anybody that makes sense in some way, shape, or form be that starting receiver opposite Debo Samuel. Who is it?
It's Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
It's the rookie. It's Ricky the rookie. And you just put him right in there, and he's looked good in camp, and you just teach him on the job, and he learns on the job.
He's gotten hurt twice already.
Right. So, you know, you hope that he's able to, you're going to be healthy now. Ricky's going to be out there playing hard now. It's my Herm. And I like my Herm.
It's very good.
It's an underrated Herm.
But it is.
I do think that that's where you start. And I don't think that you're going to bring in Amari Cooper. I think that that makes little to no sense.
I don't like that idea either.
You're going to have to bring in a guy, and he's going to want to get paid. So now you're going to end up paying Amari Cooper when you wouldn't pay Brandon Ayuk, and probably wouldn't be as much money or for as long. But I don't think that that's what they want to do. And, you know, there's been talk about Pittsburgh trading George Pickens. I don't really see that.
Has there been, like, I know that,
just,
like,
a lot of internet, yeah, like, rumors, people, like, trying to play around with what the compensation would be.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's into this because they don't want to weaken their wide receiver room.
Exactly.
They want to up it, and right now all they've got is George, and he's super cheap for two more years. I don't think George Pickens is going anywhere, but go ahead.
I think that the solution will be inside the building. And maybe you end up turning to Chris Conley, a guy who looked good last year in the postseason. He hasn't ever had to eat this much.
Yeah.
And, you know, Juwan Jennings has been great in limited playing time. But I think that you have to look internally to find the solution. It's not ideal.
No, it's not at all.
But none of this is ideal. The ideal situation would have been Brandon signs in March and spends the offseason getting better and focusing on football. That would have been the ideal situation.
Yeah.
But you didn't do it. And I said this at the time, and I've said it all summer, that the Niners were going to regret the fact that they didn't get this done early.
I think that the answer can be Ricky Pearsall, but I don't think it can be Ricky Pearsall in September and October. When I look at Ricky Pearsall, here's what I hope. I hope that he mirrors what Rashee Rice did. And if you look at Rashee Rice and the Kansas City Chiefs, and everybody remembers where Rice was toward the end of the year, and he was clearly the Chiefs' best receiver and developed throughout the season. But for those of you that are forgetting, if you go back to the first, you know, at least 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season, the Chiefs were running around out there like, we don't even know, we're not sure who our receivers are. So let's try you this week. Okay, Kadarius Toney. Oh, shoot, you drop every ball that we throw to you. All right, not you. And then it was Sky Moore and like, there's somebody named Justin. There was a guy named Justin. There's all these people who were revolving as Chiefs receivers while Travis Kelce was just eating in the middle of the field. And then Rashee popped. He popped, and you're like, oh, that's our number one receiver.
But he was good early.
He was good.
You're right, he popped. And I have it right here, his targets over the last 6 weeks, 10, 9, 10, 9, 12, and 6.
That was the guy.
Before that, he was getting, he had 5 catches. He had 4 and a touchdown, 4 and a touchdown. He had 5, he had 4. He was good. And I had him on my fantasy team, so I was watching him very closely. And, you know, my
good job keeping him.
Whatever.
You could have dropped him. Good.
By the time he was really popping, I was out of the playoffs, so it didn't matter anyway. But
Lucas had the gall to ask me yesterday if I was in the league again.
The champ.
Like, dude, do you know how weak sauce that would be if I bailed after winning?
Yeah.
You have to, like, you're not, I'm not even allowed to not. First of all, of course I want to be in the league.
You're going
to
be in 4 leagues.
I'm not, thank you. I, maybe 5. Anyway.
You're a junkie.
Anybody got a league?
Seriously.
Yeah, here we go. You got one of them leagues?
You and Guru combined on like 15 leagues.
Not 5. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. But I'm, anyway.
Anyhow, I'm a one and done guy. I just want to focus on the one league.
But you're back.
I'm back.
Thank you.
Reluctantly. It's a tax write-off.
Well, no, it's...
Whatever. I'm a pin cushion in this league. I hate Mark Grandy.
But thank goodness you're in.
Yeah, I'm in. Thanks for a better league.
Every league.
You beat me by 0.4 last year that knocked me out of the playoffs.
Oh, I had my own heartbreak.
Yeah, you sure did.
He got knocked out of the playoffs by his own 0.4. And he would have knocked
me
out.
It led to you winning it all.
And then I won it all. Yeah, that's tough.
You hate to see
tough
it.
Tough break. Anyway, that's... My,
the trajectory you want is Rashee Rice.
Right, except without the off-field stuff. Don't be a knucklehead off the field, Ricky. But
why can't he be Puka Nacua, who comes in and immediately explodes on the scene?
He can.
Okay, he's allowed
well,
to.
Actually, I don't know that you could Puka Nacua in the Niners offense.
That's fair.
The Rams huck it around a whole lot. So, but yes, he can. I mean, how realistic is that? How often does that happen?
Well, that was a record-setting year.
Yeah, never. Like, that does not happen. You want to know who Puka reminded me of? The best rookie wide receiver season I can remember in at least somewhat recent memory. What did Anquan Boldin do as a rookie? He was with the Cardinals, and it was with Kurt Warner. And I feel like Anquan Boldin was just like Puka, where nobody really was, like, looking at Anquan Boldin. No one had heard much of him.
He had 101 catches for 1,377 and 8 touchdowns.
And when was he drafted? What was Bolden's draft situation? When did he get picked? I don't know this off the top of my head. Second round. He's a second rounder. Puka was much later than that. But he did not come in.
And Anquan did play alongside Larry Fitzgerald,
he did.
Which helped.
Absolutely. But my God, no one saw him coming. 1,377 yards as a rookie. So, yes, it's allowed, but that was not the 49ers' plan.
Of course not.
And he's been hurt twice now, so he's missing camp.
Interesting, though, about that not being their plan, because they used their first-round pick on a wide receiver. So if it wasn't their plan A, it was at least their plan B.
But I think
and
next
they went
year,
into the, well,
not
fine,
this year.
You go into the draft, and you use draft capital on a wide receiver. That's sending a strong signal that you like the player and you feel like the player is going to have a chance to help you right away.
Absolutely. I think help them is one thing, but where the miscalculation clearly to me happened, and I think coming up next, we should roll through some of the Tim Kawakami sound from earlier on Bonte and Joe's show, because he had some very pointed comments about this. I think the Niners assessed all summer, especially once they get Ricky, they're like, we're drafting Brandon's replacement, but this year we've got Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. And then next year, we can assess the situation if we want to move on from one of them, if we want to trade one of them. If Brandon walks as a free agent, then Ricky is a year in. We know what we've got. Is he ready to be the starter? cool. If he's not, we can go the other route. We could re-sign Brandon. All options on the table. I don't think they drafted him in April with the idea that he was going to go out and get 1,200 yards this year for a team that's got to win.
Yes, but I do think that there was a certain amount of plan B because you went into the draft and you were shopping Brandon Ayuk, yep, and he was not yet signed.
That's fair.
And Debo is coming up on a spot where you can get out of his deal too. So I do think that you thought about Ricky Pearsall as maybe an emergency insurance policy that you may actually need to use.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises. Anthony Slater will be on in a half hour, but coming up next, Kyle Shanahan answers the question, how do you feel about the rest of your wide receiver room? And Tim Kawakami with some pointed comments on how the 49ers have handled all this. That's next on Willard and Dibbs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.